Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is our friend and resident quizzer, Mike Nothingel. Yo, Mike.
Yo, Ian. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited to play this week's show. But first, we've got to clear up the cliffhanger from last week.
In which I said, think of an eight-letter word starting with M for numbers that automobile drivers might be concerned with. Add a double D somewhere in the word, and the result will be a two-word phrase, six letters, four letters, for a time when there weren't any automobiles. What is the word and what is the phrase?
Working backwards from middle ages, you can spell mileages.
That is correct. Okay, Ian, on August 26th, 1940, Chad became the first French colony to join the Allied forces in World War II. Chad's lieutenant governor, Félix Eboué, led a coalition that included Chad and three other colonies in support of Charles de Gaulle's Free France movement, which he led as a government in exile. To commemorate Chad's support of the Allied forces, this week our questions are about famous Chads.
Okay.
First up, appropriately, the country Chad takes its name from Lake Chad, a large body of water that lies on the western edge of the country and provides water to some 68 million people. Appropriately, the word Chad is a word that means in a local dialect, essentially, what?
Water?
Even more on the nose.
Lake?
It means lake. So Lake Chad is Lake Lake. And Lake Chad specifically is what they call an endorheic lake, which means it has no outflow to rivers or oceans. It also is called a closed or a terminal basin. Sports writer and syndicated columnist Norman Chad has, since 2003, appeared as a commentator on most of ESPN's broadcasts, including those for the World Series, of what card game?
Poker.
That is correct.
And I'm a dedicated reader of Norman Chad's column.
Mr. Chad has actually participated in about 35 World Series of Poker events since he became the commentator. In October of 2006, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Chad Johnson announced that in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, he wished to be called by what name, a reference to his jersey number 85, and a name he legally adopted as his last name from 2008 to 2012.
Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
Which is definitely not how you say 85.
That is correct. As Ian has now pointed out, yes, 85 in Spanish is ochenta y cinco. He chose the separate numbers 85. And actually, in 2010, he announced that he was going to change his name again to Hachi Go, which is Japanese for 85. He didn't go through with that one, though. Actor Chad Michael Murray, perhaps best known for his role on the WB sitcom One Tree Hill, played Tristan, a classmate of Rory's, on a TV series set in Stars Hollow, Connecticut. What series, starring Lauren Graham and Alexis Bledel, is it?
I think it's come back now. Gilmore Girls?
It has come back, and it is the Gilmore Girls, and many people around the world are happy about that.
Keyword, Rory.
See what I do there? You gotta listen to the question there. And finally, by what two-word name did little punched-out pieces of paper come to be known during the 2000 presidential election after their failure to completely detach from the ballots caused those votes to go uncounted by the tabulating machines?
It was a quaint time. Hanging Chads.
Hanging Chads, yes. What a simpler time in presidential politics when all we worried about was confetti. Cast your ballot and send it to us at wamc.org.
Or you can see what kind of game you chad at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also find extra credit and this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Lake Chad. Rearrange the letters in one word and add a letter to the other word without rearranging to get the names of two things that might be next to each other on a supermarket shelf. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
That gets my vote.